I'm at the Northamptonshire's first ever clandestine cake club meeting, and I'm sitting right next to a lady called Gillian who's arranged this. And in front of me, there must be, I think, possibly 22, 23 people at the table. And I actually have lost count of the number of cakes, but in front of me, we've got lemon hazelnut cake, we've got this gorgeous vanilla sponge with buttercream with a surprise inside, which the surprise was that it was made out of red, white and blue sponges. There's lemon cake, orange cake, vanilla rhubarb cake, cardamom cake, three carrot cakes, a lemon cake. And something that looks rather like something from a science fiction movie over there. I don't know if it's delicious. I'll have to try it in a minute. Gillian, what prompted you to start this club? Because there's over 100 clubs in the UK, aren't there?
There are now. I mean, it started, I think, in late 2010 with a lady called Lynn Hill in Leeds. And she thought it was rather nice to get people together over a cup of tea and a piece of cake. And it's really snowballed since then. And you can, I think you can hear, Vanessa, everyone's chatting here and talking away. And they're really people that have never met each other before. So it's just a magic time.
And so you made this cake, which is the lemon and hazelnut cake with a twist. There are beautiful rose petals on top that you crystallise. What's the twist in your cake?
My twist is that it contains parsnips and no fat. Because I'm supposed to be on a diet, all my cakes are adapted. And this actually has rapeseed oil in it, which I'm really pleased that I can now buy it at a local manufacturer. And he's just 3 miles down the road from where I live. And so, you know, rapeseed is half the saturated fat of olive oil. So it's very good for you.
It is. It is very good. So, we've had, how many slices of cake have you managed to eat today?
Oh my goodness! I've had a little tiny piece of 6 cakes, although I've got my eye on 1 or 2, which I might take a slice home.
So you're just pacing yourself.
Absolutely. I didn't have anything to eat before I came out, and I doubt if I shall have any tomorrow too. I've got to be. I'm trying to be careful.
Was it a lot to organise, Gillian?
It was something to organise. My biggest headache was worrying that everyone wasn't going to turn up, and also to find a nice venue for our first meeting. And our venue here at Jay's Emporium in Earlsbarton has been absolutely fantastic. And we've got a really nice venue set up for next month too, so that's something to look forward to.
And are there any rules to bringing your cake along? I mean, everybody. I notice everybody's bought an actual cake.
Yes, it has to be a large cake. It's got to be able to cut into 8 or 10 slices. And we're not allowed to have any brownies, cupcakes, tray bakes, pies, or cheesecakes. So those are the only rules. And there's absolutely no competition. Everybody brings what they would like to bake, and we just share it.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of bakers here. There's people who are sort of trying out recipes for the first time, all the way to the sort of professional like me. Which, of course, there was no pressure for me to make a nice cake, was there, Gillian?
And well, we've all loved it. Vanessa's rhubarb and cardamom cake is something special.
Very nice of you to say thank you. It's there's such a buzz around here. I'm going to have a wander around and chat to some of the people. But in the meantime, Gillian, if anybody wants to get in touch with you or anybody would like to join in who's listening, how do we get in touch with you?
The very best way is to go onto the website, clandestinecakeclub.co.uk, or they can email me, and that's northamptoncc@gmail.com.
And our place is very limited. Is there a strict number of people that could come, or is it quite an over? Do people have to get in early?
They do, really. It depends on the venue. We were lucky here that they could take up to 25, but some obviously are going to be much smaller venues, so it really depends on the host.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm absolutely tickled pink that you've arranged it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's been really, really fun. So, I'm just going to wander around and have a chat here with some of the other people. Alice, I've been sitting next to you and I've eaten my own body weight in cake.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What cake did you make?
I made the carrot and coconut cake.
And was it a recipe that was practiced beforehand, or did you just turn up with it on the day?
No, I had made it before. It was kind of my own invention from a recipe I'd seen in a book, and I hadn't got all the right ingredients, so the original cake had almonds and I used coconut and it worked, and it's now a family favourite.
That's good. So what have you enjoyed today?
Loved it, yeah.
And will you be going to another one?
Definitely, yeah.
So which cakes did you try?
Oh my goodness, which ones haven't I tried? I had a full slice of the first cake, and then after that I had half a slice, and since then I've had a mouthful of each because I'm feeling a bit full.
No, that's fantastic. So, right, well, I'm going to have a wander along here and have a chat with a few more people. Alice, thank you very much for chatting with me. I'm just going to walk up here and have a chat now. There's Ruth here at the end with Rosie. Ruth is from the Chronicle and Echo, and I'm just going to just have and from Image magazine. And Ruth, you've sat at the head of the table here, and how many cakes have you tried today, tonight?
I've had about four little nibbles, some large slices. I can't manage them all, and I'm saving myself, and I'm going to have some more later. I'm pacing myself.
And do you think that this is the perfect thing for Northamptonshire? Is this exactly what we need at the moment?
I think it's wonderful. I'm a keen home baker myself, although I confess that I haven't been able to bake one today because I've been at work. But I think it's a wonderful idea. It's a great way for people to make new friends, have a chat over a cup of tea and a piece of cake. What could be? I think baking is so therapeutic as well. I love to bake, and the trouble is I like to eat it as well. But this is a great way to be able to bake and share it among friends, people who become friends.
Well, you've been interviewing people for your article, which is obviously going to come out in Image magazine in a few months' time.
In our June issue, which is perfect for this because this is a Jubilee theme. So it's great. We couldn't have asked it better because obviously when we come out in June, it will be the Queen's Jubilee. So this is lovely. And the way that Jays have decorated this room is absolutely fantastic. And we've had lovely music playing here, and some of these cakes are amazing. I'm sitting in front of one here, a Victoria sponge cake made by Rosie, which has got decorated with an afternoon tea and bunting around it. It's incredible. And Joe has made a red, white and blue one with which has got a surprise inside. It's just people have really gone to town and think they're all wonderful.
We did say while we were looking at this, because you've been interviewing people, and you said, as I noticed, myself included, we were all saying, shush, don't tell the Slimming Club.
That has been the funniest thing tonight. I can't tell you how many women have told me that they're supposed to be at slimming clubs tonight, but don't dob them in and don't tell their real identities. If I had a pound for everyone who said that, I'd be a very rich woman tonight. So I think it's brilliant. One lady's on a sugar-free diet. so it's wonderful. And I think it's really great.
That's brilliant. Thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks, Vanessa.
I'm going to walk over here, and the room's still buzzing around me. I can't look at this. It's absolutely brilliant. Rosie, this cake here, she's got a mouthful of cake at the moment. You say never talk with your mouthful. Rosie, this must have taken hours to make. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. It took about 3 hours last night from start to finish. That was baking it and even washing up at the end.
And you've got a sort of little tea party on top here with a little cake. This is sugar paste you've been using.
It's fondant paste, yeah.
And there's the most delicate little cups and saucers on here made out of blue, and this teeny tiny, sort of about the size of a 10-pence piece, perfect little cake on top. And all these salmon sandwiches and cheese sandwiches.
I know. I made the salmon sandwiches on white bread, but I thought I'd be a little bit organic, and the cheese or the egg mayonnaise, whichever you want to call it, is on like a best of both. It's on a Hovis.
Did you... Did it break your heart when somebody cut into it, having spent so long creating it?
No, I cut into it myself and cried.
Have you enjoyed today?
Oh, it's been absolutely wonderful. It's been lovely to meet so many very like-minded people, to meet old friends, new friends, to make new friends, and to eat such amazing cakes and so much of it.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
I walk over and we've got Carmella here. And Carmela, you made an amaretto cake. It's absolutely delicious, I have to say. It's got to be one of my absolute favourites. Utterly, very amaretto, Italian.
Amaretto cream, crushed amaretto biscuits inside. It's got lovely flavours, ever so simple to make. It really is, and you can obviously add as much or as little amaretto liqueur as you like in the cream, so it is lovely. Thank you Vanessa.
Have you enjoyed being here?
Do you know, it's lovely. The array of cakes is quite unbelievable, quite remarkable. They're all superb, they really are fabulous bakers, and lovely ladies, and it's lovely. And obviously where we are, Jay's the chemist, is that what it's called?
Incredible, isn't it? It's in Earlsbarton. We're in Earlsbarton in Northamptonshire.
A haven of loveliness, you know, from crockery to perfumes and bar things and crockery. It's just lovely. It really is lovely. So yeah, real pleasure.
Did you have a favourite cake?
Did I have a favourite cake? I'd say the orange and carrot cake, and it's got to be the cardamom and rhubarb cake as well, with the gorgeous rose petals.
I did make a giant cake, didn't I?
The biggest cake I think I've ever seen.
It was the only clean pan in the house.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Truly lovely. So there's still lots to go. So I think I only managed 3 slices. What about you? How many did you manage?
I managed to have a slice of almost every cake, but actually tiny little taste. And I brought my husband specifically to share with me, thinking he would eat the whole lot.
Yeah, good idea. And I think we'll be taking a little selection home too. That's the plan anyway.
Thanks for chatting with me. I just have a wander along here. I'll come back over to Gillian over here at the end.
Sorry?
And you're Gillian's daughter.
I am, yeah.
And have you enjoyed tonight?
Yes, loved every minute of it.
And I mean, you've got a bunch of very happy ladies here. I noticed that you were taking lots of photographs. Uh-huh. What did you think to the whole thing?
Just fantastic. It's a great atmosphere. Everyone's enjoying themselves. And what's there not to love about eating cake and meeting new people?
Thank you.
No problem.